It's Brian and Trisha, 8:31 on this Thursday morning. So, before Christmas, we had our neighbor came over. One of our neighbors came over, and she said, "Hey, are you guys having your property surveyed?" And we said, "No." And she said, "Well, I noticed somebody out surveying the property kind of next to us and next to her property. And we have woods on two sides of our property." Mm-hmm. And so she said, "Well, if you guys didn't do it and we didn't do it, then who's surveying the property and why?"
And you're kind of out in the county. You're not in the city limits.
Yeah, we are in the county.
And there's a lot of open area around you.
Yes.
Although you are in a subdivision, it's not real crowded.
Right.
And it's not one of those things where like a subdivision has got numerous streets.
Right.
And it's all up against each other. So it feels kind of like you're out there by yourself.
Yeah. So actually we've lived there for years, and previously we had contacted the owner of the property next to us, the wooded area, and asked if they would be willing to sell some of the land just so we could always have woods on two sides of us. And he wasn't willing to subdivide his property and, or, you know, even consider it. So we just,
and you didn't need all of it.
No,
just to have,
you know, because it was a lot of acreage. And so we just kind of left alone. Well, so this time it's got our curiosity piqued. We're like, oh no.
People usually only survey when there's a problem
or when they're going to build. Yeah. And so, We automatically thought, okay, what does this mean? Well, then we're thinking, okay, there's going to be construction. There's, you know, somebody's going to be building back there, and oh, we're going to lose our property, like, I mean, our view of the woods. So rather than dwelling on it and just, you know, trying to figure out and worrying about it, we decided to just go right to the people who bought the property.
Right.
And we found out that it had been sold, and it was the whole acreage that had been sold. And so,
but that doesn't mean that they're not going to subdivide it.
Right.
And, yeah.
So we just wanted to know, hey, you know, what are your plans? I mean, not that we would stop them. We were just curious, just so we could be prepared.
Sure.
Hey, what do we need to be looking at in the future? Is it, there going to be a lot of construction by our house? So Gary calls them, and luckily, thankfully, these people were so great, and they were very kind, and they said, hey, you know, we bought this property, and we're gonna build a house, and we're just gonna have a farm on the property.
Kind of a homestead deal.
Yeah. We're not going to sell it. We're not gonna turn it into a subdivision. There's not gonna be a lot of construction out there. And so we're like, yes, this is great news. We're so excited about it. And
strangely enough, I actually know these people.
Yeah, so I was telling you about this after Gary had this conversation with him, and you were like, oh yeah, I know those people. Yeah. I knew that they bought some property. I didn't realize it was there. So you called me yesterday. You had run into this couple.
Yes.
And
we were all grocery shopping and ran into each other.
Yeah. So you call me, and I'm just going to let you tell the story now.
Well, and we relived the story about Gary calling them, and they thought that was nice, that, you know, they're going to have nice neighbors, and although they don't know you, they, you know, they kind of feel like they know you, and it's going to be okay for them too.
Yeah.
You know, it's not going to be like, oh, we got nuts behind us. So the wife of the couple said, wouldn't it be funny if you told her we had changed our minds somehow, and like maybe we were going to put a bunch of bungalows back there and rent them as Airbnbs? So I said, yes, I will exactly do that. So I called you on my way home from the grocery and said, hey, I ran into so-and-so couple, and they're going to build 9 bungalows with hot tubs at each of them and rent them to college students as Airbnbs. They're just not going to do what they said originally. Sorry about that. And you could have heard the phone drop.
I mean, my jaw. I mean, I was already sitting on the floor because I was playing with Carly. I was sitting on the floor, and my jaw hit the floor, and I was like,
it's just crickets. And you go, are you kidding right now? Please tell me you're kidding right now.
And you were like, no, I mean, they said they want to rent it out for an Airbnb, and they've got all the area to do that. And I was like, okay, well, at least it's not a subdivision. That's my reaction. I'm trying to find a silver lining in it. I'm like, okay, well, it could be worse.
Because college students at rental properties are always well-behaved. They're never loud.
And how are you going to do it just for college students? If you're not in college, you can't come here. And so thinking back on it later, I was like, that was kind of ridiculous. But I was still trying to find the silver lining. Like, at least it's not a whole subdivision. 9 little bungalows, maybe it wouldn't be that bad. Yeah, but, and then you were like, I'm just kidding. I was like, oh. So glad you were just kidding. Just give me the cows.
I'm
give
Brian
the cows
Walker.
Or whatever they're going to have.
Always here to help.
Yeah, very helpful. Looking forward to having nice neighbors, though. It'd be cool.